The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Aretha. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
What can I say, Aretha? Another beautiful Monday morning in Southern California. But, wow, it's summertime, Aretha. You got your summer plans all put together?
Well, I do. I've got some relatives coming in town in July, and we're going to do the whole tourist thing, which is one of my favorite things to do. I love being a tourist, even in Los Angeles.
Cool. I did my little catch-up on the family. I went back to Chicago. Had a hard time getting off the ground, though. They kept canceling the flight because of the weather in Chicago, which we talk about.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was pretty stormy, and they finally had us get off the plane, wait in the terminal, and they said it could be another hour, and then they said it could be 3 hours because of storms. But they finally let us on. The flight was at 12. They let us on about 3, and when we got over there, it was a little cloudy, but we made it in, and it was a good visit. You know, my aunt turned 98, so we had a little birthday party for her. And, Aretha, I went around to see some of the old sites, and they're all gone. Everything's gone. What the heck?
Well, Chicago needed to have some stuff gone, so that's okay.
Well, it was a suburb, but you know, yeah, I haven't been back a long time. But anyway, it's
well, that brings us up to Hot Topic Time.
Hot Topic Time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Oh, my. Now, the hot topic for me today is that it's hot. It's been hot in Los Angeles, but actually hasn't been as bad in Los Angeles as it has been in the outlying areas like the Inland Empire. I mean, it's been like 110, 115 out there. I'm one of those people, I don't like hot weather, but Los Angeles has been pretty mild, and I'm going to talk about some tips of what we need to be doing regarding our safety during this hot weather, during my hot topic time. I mean, in blah, blah, blah. I am so confused. During my tech time, I'm going to be talking about things we can do. But just be aware that it's going to be hot this summer, at least in Los Angeles, I think, and be prepared. And I'm going to talk about some ways to be prepared. So get a pencil and paper so you're ready. It's your hot topic.
Well, Democrats will be meeting with President Trump this week about the tax reform everybody's talking about. The president Wednesday proposed sharp reductions in the individual and business income tax rates. Also, the reordering of the tax code. The U.S. has the highest corporate tax rate in the world, and, Aretha, we used to be the lowest. This is what is driving the U.S. corporations to other countries, and the president's trying to keep them here. We need to keep them here. I've been hearing too much of these companies moving out. Some in finance say tax cuts don't work. They may lead to bigger deficits. Often tax cuts have a negative impact on small business. We're going to cover that and why and how in our financial issue next week. And healthcare. Well, it's a showdown, 50-50 with the Democrats and Republicans. Donald Trump thinks it'll pass. Some of the Democrats think it may pass, but it's totally on the border. So this seems to be the Star Trek scenario, Aretha, if you remember the Kobayashi Maru, a no-win scenario. They should get together and take care of this. President Trump calls for stricter limits on welfare, okay, for immigration. And we have 3.56 and a 30-year fixed rate. In 76 and 77, it was 9% we had to pay for a home. So if you can put some money together, now is the time to buy. Illinois in crisis, public opinion. Well, it's public pensions causing meltdown. because they're losing more residents than any state. They only fund 40% of their pensions while the taxpayers pay 60%, and they're getting tired of that. And as usual, North Korea does another launch, and we're calling for new sanctions. That's the normal part of the course. Amazon may replace Whole Foods cashiers with robots. Okay, so you get to know the robot. The rumor is many warehouses, now this isn't just an Amazon, they were showing videos, many warehouses will be going high-tech, and they showed how this entire warehouse was moving around by itself. So, and then we got the Supreme Court to partially reinstate President Trump's travel ban. And Ruth, across the state, weather is basically pretty good across the country, but we had Cindy come in, of course, a little hot in Arizona, but, you know, we had Tropical Storm Cindy come in along the Gulf in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida. We had heavy rains and some tornadoes. So check before you go anywhere, guys. You know, Aretha and I always tell you that. Check your areas you're going to be going to so you don't fly into a storm. There you go, Aretha.
Okay. Yeah, well, that brings us up to our commercial.
Commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the way we do it, Reese. And we've got a very interesting guest today. I don't think he's quite a baby boomer, but he is a very interesting individual, which we have interesting individuals on our show. He's a designer, an inventor, and I think inventors are cool because they think about things. And we wouldn't have a lot of stuff if it wasn't for people like this. Jerry Zanicki. Jerry, are you on with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
There we are, Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Aretha Jerry. And, you know, Aretha was Betty White's co-star and off their rockers, and she's trying to get back on her rocker, but we'll see. Anyway, Jerry, thanks for jumping on with us here. We may be a couple years older than you are, but love what you're doing. Researched you a little bit, and wow, no, researched you a lot. Designer, inventor. So where are you heading with everything, Jerry? This is interesting.
Well, one of the main things I do is I do a lot of design. I'm an inventor and a designer, as you'd mentioned. I do a lot of design work for a lot of celebrities with wristwatches, rings, et cetera. And through that space and working with lots of celebrities and stuff, one of the main products that we've invented is we have an internet streaming television box for home entertainment for everybody's home for their televisions, because everybody's got a TV and everybody's got the internet nowadays. And nowadays everybody's out there trying to save some money on their cable bill. So we probably have the best box, internet streaming TV box in the world, which is at TriStarVision.com, www.TriStarVision.com. So that's one of the projects I'm most excited about. We're on our fourth generation box that we started about 6 years ago.
Wow.
So that's a great thing. We're saving lots of families, lots of money, bringing wonderful entertainment into the homes of everybody. And that's the project that I've been working on the most, and got some great things in the works with a lot of celebrities with the jewelry and the designs and the inventions as well.
Ah, very interesting. And, you know, I was talking to Risa. She know she probably remembers when I had a gentleman. I took him over to the Nixon Library, and they wanted a World War II veteran, and he was the guy who had a very interesting career in World War II, but he was, like you, a jewelry designer, and he, after the war, went to Beverly Hills and designed the Elvis jewelry, the Taking Care of Business, and, you know, the stuff for a lot of Dean Martin, all those people. Interesting when you're dealing with them, huh? Do you have any interesting stories about
I can tell you that I've met quite a few celebrities. I've met Snoop Dogg. I did design work for him. I've met Will.i.am from Black Eyed Peas. I've met Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, Busta Rhymes, a lot of entertainers and celebrities in the rap industry. And probably
have you met Gary Cooper or Errol Flynn or Gary Cooper? You met any of those guys?
No, I have not. But I can tell you, the nicest gentleman that I've met out of all of them is actually been so super pleasant and a super gentleman is Snoop Dogg. He's absolutely incredible and amazing with people, and he's got a big heart. He's a big giver. So that's been a really pleasant experience working with him.
Jerry, what's one of the most odd or interesting pieces that you've been asked to make?
Probably a watch, which I can't mention the name of which celebrity I made it for, but it was about $100,000 piece, which is white gold, diamonds, and chrome. That's probably the most expensive piece that I've made to date. Yes, which was pretty exciting for the gentleman that I made it for. And, you know, from there, you know, what happens is one person will see it and then another person will see it. And so pretty much now I do it all by referral, by word of mouth. I do have an Instagram page, which, you know, for your listeners, if they want to see some of that's at JZ Bling, JZBLING. So, it's been a lot of fun. It's really interesting. One of the things I'm excited about from the invention side right now is I'm working on a special ring that is something that I can duplicate and make about 5,000 pieces to get up into the children's hospitals to give the boys and girls that are, you know, unfortunately can't get out of the beds that are stuck in the hospitals for a little while. So it's one of the projects I'm working on right now to go out and create some joy and happiness for the kids in the hospitals.
Well, that's wonderful.
So,
now, how long have you been inventing things?
Well
Gary,
I've
been
your detox situation. You had something to do with
yes,
the detox.
Yes, and I'm glad that you brought that up. I've been an inventor for about 15 years in designing and inventing for about the last 15 years. And so because of the invention side of things, my network of people, I do meet a lot of other inventors, and I do have a friend by the name of Raul De La O, who he has a product which is a liquid drops. It has hydrogen and oxygen and silica in it, which is it's a miraculous product that he invented 22 years ago to save his mother's life. She had a cancer situation, and so fortunately her cancer went away, and so that was a very good thing. It's an incredible health product. It's called DTX7MiracleDrops.com. And that product's doing a lot for a lot of people with a lot of health situations and energy and detox and weight loss. So it's a fantastic, it's an incredible product.
And you, what's that website again?
That website is DTX7MiracleDrops.com.
Okay, cool. And Jerry, you mentioned you're working with some of the children in the hospitals. I had... Well, I'm putting together a similar situation.
What's come to me is a lot of times when I would go to the concerts and a lot of the rap concerts, the rock concerts, et cetera, I noticed many times that the children that were up in the handicap section that were watching the concerts and stuff, a lot of times they couldn't get down to the floors or backstage and things like that. So most of the times when I go out, I usually have my watches and rings on, which are, they're pretty magnetic. You know, they're so bling, bling, bling wow factor that everybody wants to take pictures and with me or with the jewelry on, et cetera. So I figured out, learned a while back, instead of me getting all that attention to try to get up to the kids, a lot of times they're in wheelchairs and they can't get down to the floor. So that's kind of about where I came about the idea, you know, to go up and let the kids put the rings on and take pictures with them. Well, sadly, you know, I had to take the rings back off or the watches and put them back on my hands and fingers and then leave. So that's kind of how I came out, which is another kind of the inventive side of things for the give back. And, you know, I want to get to the point where I can make 5 to 10,000 rings and get some of the celebrities on board to, you know, sign 8x10 autographed pictures. So when I go up into the hospitals, I can, you know, just give the children a ring. So if they're unfortunately laying in a hospital bed, I mean, they'll have great, you know, teddy bears and balloons and flowers, and that's all wonderful, but it's just kind of something that they can put on their hand and their finger, and, you know, it's
same.
A lot of fun because they're pretty large.
You bring more positive, yeah. We have to talk about that because I'm planning on the same type of program. We'll talk about that later.
Absolutely. But, I'd love to work with you on that.
That's the innovator side and designer side. So what's in the works now? I mean, what do you have planned?
Well, I have a technology invention on a phone app. Of course, it's proprietary, but, you know, it's something that's not out there. You know, from when you're an inventor, like I have been for such a long time, usually what you want to do is when you look at something or you invent something, the very first thing that you want to look at is this something that I would buy for myself? Would I pay $10 or $20 or $50 for it? And it needs to pass that test because you can't have an invention and think the rest of the world's going to buy it if you don't buy it yourself or you're not interested. I have a fantastic invention. The second thing is you want to evaluate it and see if it's out there. Has anybody invented it? Or if they have, do you have a way to make that a better mousetrap? And thirdly, is the price point fair? Is it something that's reasonable? Is it $10, $20 or $1.99? Whatever the price points are on it. So I have a handful of technology inventions that pass those tests, in my opinion. And so I'm getting ready to bring those to market pretty soon
space. Well, I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate you coming on the show. And maybe we'll have you on again, get deeper into some of this, because I find that so interesting, your mindset with this, you know, thinking of something. It pops in your head, and then you put it on paper and move forward with all the patenting and all that kind of stuff. I suppose that's a whole nother show, right?
Sure, sure. And I'd love to, you know, come back on another day, and I could share with your audience and your listeners. You know, because you have a massive audience out there, and there's lots of people, lots of great ideas and concepts, and we can kind of go through. I can kind of give them a elementary Fun with Dick and Jane, if you want to call it, step process, maybe 1 through 5 of the steps from a simple way of how they can go about doing that. Because I get asked that question all the time. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get started. And so I can share with your listeners just some easy steps of how to get started with that.
We'll get into that.
Well,
thank you, Jerry.
Sure.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very, very much for having me on the show. I'm a big fan, and I'm grateful and honored to be here. Thank you so much.
All right, Jerry. We'll have you on again. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Interesting, to say the least. Reith? I mean,
absolutely.
The innovative
smartphone,
mind.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
It's tech time. And like I said, I'm going to talk a little bit about this hot weather and what we can do. This is pretty much low tech stuff, but trim the clearing around your house. You have to get all those old shrubs and shrubbery and bushes and whatever cleared away from your house. There were fires in Los Angeles this weekend. We've got a early fire season, and some of the houses were saved because they had actually cleared the brush away. And don't leave anything living in your car. That's plants, pets, humans. Don't leave anything living in your car on these hot days. It's amazing how fast a car can heat up over 100 degrees. So if you can't take it out with you when you go, don't put it in your car. Keep water in your car. You need to have water just in case you get stuck in a traffic jam. It's hot out there, so make sure you keep spare water in your car. And drink plenty of water in all this heat. And if you live in an area like Los Angeles where it does get hot, but most of us don't have air conditioning because they're just old houses, find out where cooling stations are near you. And make sure that you have a fan or an air conditioner or something to keep the air circulating in your house. So those are just my little tips for the hot summer. And then just real quickly, I wanted to just talk about what's too good to be true really is. On your computer, you may be getting offers that are looking just wonderful. If it's too good to be true, it is. If you get an email saying that you just won a jackpot and something that you never bought a lottery ticket for, it's too good to be true. Don't fall for it. People have been getting taken recently for all kinds of scams and schemes. It's the larceny in our own hearts that catches us up, that makes us push that button or call that phone number. Don't do it. If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. And Jim, we're going to go over to your Jims now. And I believe you
okay, baby boomer. It's time for Jim.
Yes, indeed.
From Jim.
Jim from Jim. And my Jim today, Aretha, is a very, very special lady. She's an author and a speaker, and I'll talking about an inspirational person. Turning struggles into success. This is the lady, Helen. Whoa, is going to be our guest. Helen offers transformation, or I should call it transformative thinking, that helped her overcome the problems in her life. And you are definitely what we call a resilient person, Helen. And are you on with us? I want to introduce you to Aretha. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
There she is. Aretha, Helen
Wu. Happy to be on.
And this is Aretha Gray.
Welcome.
And Helen is she's the author and speaker, author of Self Aid, and talking about an inspirational book. Helen, this is amazing, and you've really been resilient in your life. You've come through a lot of hard times, but you seem to turn them around. Tell the audience how you do that.
You know, I think that it all starts with whether or not, I guess it's a mindset for me for sure, and I hope for others, because if you're stuck in a situation, and I kind of was born the unwanted child, so at birth I was already set for a sentence if I allowed it to happen, and so I just saw laughter and happiness outside of my immediate family, and I said, you know what, there's got to be something better than what I'm living. And so, yeah, I think it's one trauma over another and one challenge over another that got me stronger and stronger. And today it's like when the challenges are thrown in my face, they're a little bit easier to conquer because I know that there's always like the light at the end of the tunnel, to a bad situation,
And you're a person that, there's a lot of this stuff. Aretha and I have gone to these things, inspirational this and that and positive talk. But you really take this seriously. You watch, you read on the positive inspirational books, films, tapes, and everything, and you put it into practice.
Well, I definitely, and I think that's the most important, is living it and not just saying we're going to live it. I think that there's, it's just, for me, it's about putting all our words into action. Everything is about action. Everything is about taking charge and doing it. Just saying, doing it, and try again is a great concept. But when I say you've tried and tried and tried and you're not succeeding, just do it. Just do it.
I saw a T-shirt, and that's all it said on the back was just do it.
Just do it. You know what? I like that logo, but you know, a top company took it already.
Yeah.
A sports company took
it. It is so true. I have a cabinet in my kitchen that I have to keep pushing and holding and pushing. All I got to do is go over and get a certain clamp or, you know, a little magnet or something, put it on there, take me an hour, and it would be done. And for years, I've been fooling with this cabinet. So I have to remember that. Ellen Wu says, just do it. I'm going to get up in the morning. And I don't know, Reese, you have that problem where you procrastinate? Maybe you should, maybe we could learn from Helen a little bit, huh?
I'm a master procrastinator, but I want to know, where did you get the inner strength to know that there was something better outside of your immediate environment?
I do have to say that I'm grateful for having some inner strength that I discovered when I was much, much younger, a little child. I think it's, you know, after crying a lot and being abused and having low self-esteem and just being shot down every day, when I saw other people laughing, even with me and enjoyed my laughter, enjoyed my jokes, enjoyed just my personality, I realized, oh my goodness, if there are people out there in this world that can enjoy this, and I feel so happy at that moment, usually outside of the, you know, family. But when I felt that, I said that, you know, there's got to be more than what I'm having every day. There's got to be more than what I'm experiencing at what I call my world. My world was where I was and where my family was and where my parents, my siblings, you know, that's how I was, you know, raised. Unfortunately, you know, I'm not blaming my family, but you know what? Things happen. There's dysfunction in every family. I just wasn't meant to be born. When I came out, I was the middle child. I was supposed to be a boy because they already had a girl. So in a very traditional Chinese family, they're like, we're not having two girls right now. We got to get that boy. You got to get that boy. And I just came out at the wrong time. My mom being extra young, you know, listen, she was a late teen, okay? So I genuinely, my heart is completely forgiving because I put myself in her shoes. If I was a pretty immature person myself at, you know, 18, 19, you know, and I might have thought I was mature, but I wasn't. And, you know, the mistakes that I made as a teen, I would hope that people forgive me for it. Of course I'm going to forgive her, no matter, even if she never feels she's done anything wrong. I'm grateful. All I can do is change me, you know? I could better myself.
But you not only better yourself, you're spreading that. And by you doing that, that's affecting other people, and they're taking the positive. And, you know, people hear these comments, and they think, oh, yeah, think positive. Oh, it's like, yeah. But it's so true. It actually affects your brain.
It
changes
really does.
Your brain cells. Yeah. And that's the scientific part of it.
I honestly think it does. I love that, Jim. And, you know, I want people to know that if they're stuck in that bad situation, you know, and each of us have a bad situation, but it's all relative, right, to what degree. But each of us, my extreme can be somebody else's not extreme. Somebody else's extreme might be not mine. But here's the bottom line. Every single person should know that in whatever bad situation they're in, they have a way out. And I just want people to know that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Helen, do you have a website or a way to be contacted or a book, or how do you share your information?
Well, let's see. My first book is out already, Self-Aid, Inspirations to Turn Struggles into Success. And this one is just definitely something aspirational, affirmational, and for just to keep people strong. You could turn to any page after reading the whole book just to get a special positive influence for that day. My second one that I'm editing right now is called Self-Aid, Discover Your Power. This one goes even deeper into how, you know, I discover my power and how anyone can discover their own power and be just a stronger, better person.
Wow. This is
and
cool.
How would they get the book?
Well, you can go to thehelenwu.com or you can Facebook me at the Helen Wu, THEHELENWOO, and then I can also send them a signed copy directly from me. So
cool.
I could definitely do that. And I'd love to get to know people personally. So please Facebook message me, tell me that you saw me or heard me here. And, you know, I definitely love to respond and connect. Love it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well,
yeah,
thanks,
you don't appreciate
Helen,
good times, you go through the bad.
Yes. Great information, great outlook.
Well, thank you very
thank
much
you,
for having me on. I appreciate you both.
Great.
Thank you.
We need more Helen Wu's all over the place. We need to get more Helens out there. We need more positive, that's for sure.
But thank you,
absolutely,
Helen, for coming out, and I'd like to have you on again. And till next time, keep that positive going.
Thank you.
All
and
right.
That brings us to Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner. About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Cantoress Leon,
well,
we are so
morning.
Happy to have you on. Can you give us a good morning greeting?
My greeting for good morning is, I lift my eyes and my heart upward. I feel a presence. A calm surrounds me. I inhale a deep, wondrous breath, bringing calm to me. Each deep, wondrous breath bringing a harmony to me, in tune with my whole being. My pure being is filling with gratitude. Each deep, wondrous breath filling a fresh moment with calm, with gratitude, with joy, in a presence just to be. There was a time when meadow and grove streamed the earth, and every common sight to me did seem laced in celestial light. Everything in creation exists within you, and everything within you exists in creation. Just a little excerpt from my live meditation. Hi there.
Hi there, Cantoress Leon, and you always call me Cookie. So,
yes, Cookie.
Yes, it's just really been a wonderful friendship that we have enjoyed over the years, and it continues to grow. And, of course, I have my dear friend, who I'm sure is listening in, Senior Senator Pascual Bettiel, also a extraordinary artist. So, in the meantime, you have done so much. One of the things I remember doing with you is the Christmas Hanukkah, the combination of the two different faith groups, and that is one of the things that you're known for, is being a pioneer in the interfaith movement. And
well,
yes, we've had so many wonderful times together
in
that regard.
It's always my wish break bread with all peoples.
Yes.
I do this through the music, the spoken word, and poetry. And that is how I always wish to break bread in all communities with all peoples.
And, you know, I do appreciate you always including me when you can in singing at your Yom Kippur services and so on, and having done some programs with you and Ivor at the Matrix Theater. It's been such a joy, pleasure, and honor to be a part of that journey as well. And I just want to tell our listening audience that this lady is one of the most creative and beautiful souls that I've ever met. And she's getting ready to have a meditation, which will also explain pretty much her journey. It's a little bit different than most meditations because it includes music. And it's going to be coming up soon at a place called The Loft this coming Saturday, July the 1st. Can you tell us about that?
Thank you. Well, my meditations that I've been doing for many years now in the libraries, that is where I was first invited. And it was, for me, as a child Holocaust survivor and being bullied most of my young years, to think that down the line, 50 years later, I would be part of the system, being in the libraries. And to me, it's been a very high honor because the people that come to the libraries are very young people. And when they come in and we do our live meditation and they sit there and they don't leave, they sit, and even after it's over, they sit there. And this to me was and is so fulfilling in my heart that I am doing my assignment in this life. I show up.
Yes, and we all do have an assignment.
Yes, we do.
And your father started that assignment many years ago when you were only 4 years old, and he threw you over the fence to save you from the Nazis, and he made the pledge with God to take his daughter and that she would do great things. And you were rescued by the nuns on the Swiss border. Can you tell us about that experience?
Well, we were on the run, and they were shooting, and the dogs were coming. And we got to the barbed wire fence, and my papa, he picked me up, and he looked to the heavens, and he said, "Save my daughter, and she will always serve you." And he threw me over the fence into the arms of the Swiss Red Cross. And before that, I was born in Marseille, in the south part of France, in the alley. And when my mother was ready to give birth, because they wouldn't let Jews into the hospital, the nuns came and they took my mother, and she gave birth in the basement. And we were on the run for the next 4 years, which I was basically raised by the nuns. And the music got into my DNA, I think. But I really think that we're born when we're in our mother's womb, and when we are conceived, it's all surrounded by music. It's all surrounded by music. That is why it's such a universal language, music. And so, then going forward, when I was 8 years old, we were on route to America because we finally got our visa. And we were on the Queen Mary, and when the shores of New York with this lady in the water, I didn't know who she was, but I felt she was pointing her wand at me, and she said, "You are safe. You are in America." And I knew in my heart that one day I would be useful, something. I would do something to be useful. And so I'm just so appreciative right now this very moment, because what is this life but moment to moment?
That's so, right.
Mm-hmm. So at this moment, I'm giving so much gratitude to you and to Eric and his papa for having me express what I feel. And this all led into my live meditations that I've been doing for 2 years, led into a little book, like a little handbook that you carry with you all day long, called Simply Meditate at Any Moment on Any Page. If you get the gloomies or feeling a little disoriented or not on track and want to get back on track, you can go to whatever time it is on the page that you're feeling this, and there's a little picker-upper there. So it was another
that's
way.
That's wonderful. Yes, that's a wonderful.
Another way of extending my message, mm-hmm, that people could have when they're not with me in my live meditation.
Yeah, they can take a little piece of Cantor S. Leon with them. How about that? And you're connected with the higher power, so they're getting a dose of that, which is instantaneous. And I just want to once again mention that you're having this wonderful session, mindfulness, music,
yes,
meditation, at the loft. And it's going
to
be,
yes,
Saturday, July the 1st at 3 p.m. And the address is 453 South La Brea Avenue, and that's L.A., and the zip is 90036. So you're going to have your Simply Meditate book signing of this booklet. And by the way, I have changed my plans, Esther. I'll be there. So I canceled my other plans, and I definitely want to be there.
I just wanted to mention that we have our own meditation center.
Mm-hmm.
We have a meditation center for community gatherings. We do our live meditation with music, poetry, and the spoken word. It's a way to bring the community together, a way to break bread once again through the universal language of music, of poetry. So, yes, we're very blessed to have our own center, and we do this.
Oh, that's wonderful. And where is that?
It's on Mill Road. It's 7657 Melrose Avenue every Sunday at 11 o'clock. Sunday at 11 o'clock.
Okay, yes. That's 7657, you say?
Yes, 7657 Melrose Avenue. It's at the Matrix Theater, at the noted,
mm-hmm,
Matrix Theater. We have the upstairs room. It's very,
mm-hmm,
private, and it's like having an audience, meaning,
okay,
like, have an audience. It's very,
mm-hmm,
and yes, so I'm very happy about that I'm continuously being able to do something.
Well, not only are you doing something, you're bringing joy to those that are, in some cases, in the hospitals. You've been
a
chaplain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
And you're doing such great works, and I want the audience, the listening audience, to know that Cantor S. Leon has brought these presentations to many venues, including the Hollywood Bowl. Can you tell us about the time you were at the Hollywood Bowl?
That was very, very special. It's still special. All these memories, I realize how wonderful and how grateful I am to have a memory, and I wish it for all to stay healthy and to have memories. It was actually my first book that came out. At the last moment, on the last page, I was just going to print, and I got a call that I was invited to sing solo and with the choir at the Hollywood Bowl. And that was always my wish ever since I went to the Hollywood Bowl as a young person. I said, one day. And I put it in the book, too, one day, God, so when? And then it happened. And I was with all religions, all faiths, all colors. It was so beautiful. It was very, very early in the morning when the sun was at sunrise,
Oh, yes, the sunrise. Wasn't that the Easter sunrise service?
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's so special.
Yes.
That's a special time of the day when you can rise with the sun. And, you know, that's the time for prayer and meditation and to infuse yourself. It's like charging your batteries for the day, you know. Sometimes people ask me, why do you go to church every Sunday? I say, do you put gasoline in your car or do you just let it run on empty? So, I mean, you know, when we come together, you can, of course, pray by yourself, but it's so much more powerful when we join together as a group. And speaking of that, I wanted to also let everybody know that Cantoress Leon was probably one of the only cantors to bring her beautiful music to St. Paul's Catholic Church when I was the president of the Parish Pastoral Council there, and we had our first intercultural concert. And this was back in 2007, and she also returned in 2009. And we had a gathering of the English and Spanish and Korean-speaking communities, which were at that time the main groups at that church. And we had a wonderful turnout and a representation of all the different cultures. And what I was basically tuning into is the fact that we are one at that time, which was mentioned, and that, you know, once the people realize that we all come from the same source, regardless of how we appear, we come in different packages, shapes and sizes, and colors, which makes the world exciting and beautiful. But the point is that we are all one, and you are just beautiful. By the way, if you can't see her in person, she is a beautiful lady, also beautiful to behold, and wears the most beautiful garments when you give your presentations. And that's all part of the ambiance. So I want to thank you. I don't know how much more time we have, but I know that we're going to be heading out pretty soon. So before we go,
Carmelita?
Yes.
Carmelita? I would just like to mention that my book, Simply Meditate, is in all major stores and can be had if anybody wants to see. If you Google, I'm on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Can you go over to walk to Barnes & Noble and pick it up? And it's a series because my next book is coming out called Simply Meditate with Giggles. That giggles.
Oh, that's cute. And we all need to laugh and giggle. And that's one of the cheapest ways to get oxygen, by the way. And a lot of people don't know.
And the next one that is coming out after then is Simply Meditate with Your Pet. And the following one that's coming out is Simply Meditate with Your Tree. So it's a whole series of these little pocketbooks. And I wish it well.
It already is on its way, and you are a blessing. And you mentioned gratitude, and I just want to say this. It is not possible for fear and gratitude to exist in the same space. So let's all be grateful.
Thank you so much, Carmelita, and thank you, Pascual. Thank you for introducing me to your world.
And, Retha?
Yes.
Have you had a chance to meet Cantor Esther Leon?
I have.
Very, you know, she has so much information on peace and tranquility, but she really doesn't even have to. She has just an aura of peace around her, so gentle and calm and talented. I've had a chance to listen to one of her performances. It's just so inspiring. The music comes through in a peaceful way. And, you know, they didn't mention on the show, but she has a very interesting history, even with the fact that she came over on the Queen Mary. And that's quite a story. But Carmelita has such interesting guests, and we really appreciate Cantor Esther Leon coming on and Helen Wu with her inspiration, a lot of inspiration through Helen.
Absolutely, a lot of positive energy today.
Oh, a lot of positive. The self-aid book, I have a chance to go through some of it. It's just amazing. And it does, you know, Retha, it does make a difference when you
you know, when you're tuning in to a TV show that maybe has some positive, or reading a book or listening to a tape, it's like I mentioned to you before, you get the group that comes out of a movie that was maybe a John Candy movie or something, and it was, you know, from the past, something that was fun, compared to the group that comes out of a drug war movie or something. You know, they have to have two different attitudes when they come out. And like Helen's saying, listen to the positive and fill your mind full of that makes a difference. And Jerry,
well,
with his...
I used to think that television doesn't have any effect on people as far as their behavior was concerned. But then it was pointed out to me that people spend millions of dollars on advertising. And if television didn't influence, why are they spending millions upon millions on it? And you know what? It does affect the way we think, the way we feel.
Oh, it does.
We got to watch what we feed our spirits.
And you know, Aretha, I told you I did some research on that. And in the science field, they say it actually, you know, like that story I told you about, they ask Larry King, can you give us one show? You remember? And you know, how can he give you one show? He's done 1,000 shows. And he said, yes, he remembered one show that was so unique and unusual. And it was about people that would make a comment, he'd say, and people would, you know, they would never agree on a certain topic. And he said, if there's one or two people, if there's two or three people, they would have an issue. But if there's six, like he had on one show, they would never be in agreement. And he said what made it worse was three of them were from different areas of religion and three were from different areas of science. And they made this comment, and he couldn't believe it when all six people are basically in agreement, nodding their head. And the comment was, the statement was, the way in which you think determines the outcome. And the religious people say, yeah, it's basically written in the books. And the science people said, yeah, it's basically proven. Hard to believe, but I guess it makes a difference. And they say it literally changes brain chemistry when you think positive, even to the point where, now this is a little extreme, but it affects other entities like plants and foods and things. Now, I don't know where that goes. I'm not there yet, but, you know, it does make a difference,
well,
like Helen said, with the tapes and everything.
I kill plants, so I don't know what that
is. Oh, and they see you coming, huh? Yeah. But you remember, did you read about the Krillian photography? When you cut a leaf, the leaf is still there, and with the film, you could still see it. A Krillian photography, look that up. When you, you say you take a branch or a leaf and you cut it off, and then you take the picture, you see... It kind of looks like it's a little glowing or something, but it still is there. That's strange. I don't understand all that.
Jim,
but,
Jim.
Yeah, no, it's not me. It's not
no,
me.
I'm not
just look up Krillian
one.
Photography, and you will see those plants are going to be hoovering around you, Aretha. I'm telling you, you got to watch what you do with those plants.
Well, trust me.
So now you said
I have no plants. I have no plants because I killed them.
Okay.
So.
You have stuff, but not plants. That's okay. So, Reed, you said you don't
stuff.
Have. Well, let's not go into that. I know. That grows by itself. You don't even have to water it. But you said you're not. Reed is not planning on a big trip this summer. You have relatives coming out. So, you're going to make it an L.A. summer, huh, Reed?
Well, you never know. I may or may not go somewhere. I do have a TV movie coming up this summer. It's a TV movie called The Wrong Crush. It premieres on July 2nd on the Lifetime channel.
Uh-huh. So cool. And the Lifetime channel.
Yeah, and it's one of those, you know, everything works out fine at the end. So it is a feel-good movie. And, it's a family movie. A family can watch it. And it centers around some teen issues. And, of course, I'm not playing a teen. I'm a cranky old woman, but I'm the comic relief. So it's called The Wrong Crush, and it premieres July 2nd on the Lifetime channel. Check your local listings for times.
Okay, that
sounds
interesting.
So I've got that going on this summer.
Hey, the little trips are fun, Reith, you know, so you got it kind of locked up. You're going to be doing some of your production. You got relatives coming up. But, you know, even those short trips that I know you've talked about, you know, the little short trips, they're fun. Like, I, you know, it's not that far, but I went down to San Diego, and I kind of like the Navy ships. You know, you go on some of the ships, and you go to the Gaslight District and that. And I also stopped by a production center. Okay. I'm getting there's calls coming in. ProductionSanDiego.com. There's a production studio I stopped down, and this is the growing thing in the for the studios, and just amazing the quality that goes into these studios now. It's just amazing. But have you been down, Reith? When you go down, I know you've been down San Diego way. Is it interesting to you or not to see the carrier down there and things like that, or does that not really get your interest too much?
I've done ships. I've been on the ship that's out in San Pedro. I've been on the Lane, whatever it is, Lane Victory. I've been on the ship in San Diego. So I've been on ships. It's interesting, but I'm not necessarily a person. I'm an adventure person. So I'm not fascinated with knowing all the history, but yeah, I've been on my share of warships and, of course, cruises.
You don't have to go that far. You can go to you've been to Port Sacal Village. Now, guys, we're talking about areas down here in Southern California that are interesting to go to. But Port Sacal, Reith, you got some of those. I think they still have one of the big naval ships down there. But not only that, the Port Sacal. Have you been there with the different restaurants in San Pedro?
I was actually there last week, and this may be a little known fact, but the where they bury the ashes at sea.
Oh right, okay.
They have their boat goes out of the pier there, so
you're talking on something like the Neptune Society. I'm starting
Neptune,
to get those letters.
That's it.
Yeah, you ever notice, Reith? Why do they send us those letters now? They start getting that mail.
We're
Jeez, what the heck is this?
But the Neptune Society boat goes out of San Pedro there. So I was just there last weekend, and they do a beautiful ceremony. The Neptune Society, it could be as, you know, religious to as non-religious as you like, and they sprinkle the ashes. And the pier there is just lovely. And like you said, their restaurants there are lovely. So, I mean, if someone had not thought of it before, it's a lovely send-off for your loved ones, and it's a lovely environment. I've been there recently.
So cool. But San Pedro made a big comeback, and they're really redoing the San Pedro area. It's pretty. I like San Pedro. It's kind of cool. A lot of history and everything. But, you know, people traveling.
It's a sea town, though. It really is a sea town. I'm looking around, and I'm saying, you know, this looks like something out of a movie where the sailors come in and they're fighting in the bar.
No, it is. But, you know, the point with this whole thing is, for our listeners, and even back when I was in Chicago, which, just to touch on that, it was a very nice visit. I told you my aunt turned 98 and went to a wedding and so on and so forth. But, Reith, I traveled around in my old town there, and a lot of the stuff, well, I guess this is par for the course after so many years, but a lot of the big, you know, centers and shows and so on, they're just gone, and they're car lots or whatever.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.